It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado casino revenues jumped in July. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Revenue for the state slot machines rose to $616 million in July. That's almost double from June, the month casinos reopened after being shut down by the pandemic in March. Table games are still closed. Revenues for sports betting were up 55% over June, with the return of sports like baseball and hockey. This is the first year sports betting is legal in the state. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A proposed rail line from Fort Collins to Pueblo could carry nearly 3 million passengers a year. That's according to a new analysis from CDOT. Project Director Randy Grauberger says those numbers compare well to other similar rail lines across the country.
When we, you know, see that our projected corridor, even at these conservative numbers, are higher than the corridor between Milwaukee and Chicago, that's kind of impressive.
The line would cost billions of dollars and take years to build, and one big question is where the money is going to come from. Officials say the project will require federal and state funds, and Amtrak already says it wants to invest in the line. Pueblo will start collecting bus fares again on Tuesday. The city's public transit system suspended fares in late March at the onset of the coronavirus health crisis. Passengers will have to wear face coverings. Bus capacity will be limited to 15 people to try to increase social distancing. Colorado's statewide mask mandate also requires that passengers wear masks while waiting at bus stops. Pueblo and much of Colorado have cooler temperatures to start the week. Around Denver, a high near 80 today and tomorrow, then getting a bit warmer. There's the chance for some rain this afternoon and tonight. Colorado Springs, 77, and about the same tomorrow. There's high fire danger for western Colorado and a red flag warning around Grand Junction and highs near 90 there today. This is CPR News.